Well, a primary school principal says learning to ride a bike is the best thing that's ever happened to her school. Thanks to a unique collaboration, more children in the Porirua area north of Wellington are benefiting from cycling. Bikes in Schools is a national initiative, and it's recently been set up in six primary schools in Pukerua Bay, Te Tahi Bay and Porirua East, offering cycling for years 1 through 8 and setting the wheels in motion for benefits beyond biking. Research has shown that students in five Porirua schools can now confidently ride a bike. In total, that's more than 1,300 students. Our guests are Te Tahi Bay School Principal Kerry Delaney. Kia ora, Kerry, welcome.
Morena, how are you this morning?
I'm really good, thanks. You sound great for back to school soon.
Oh, I've got my happy pants on. It's a nice, beautiful day in Te Tahi Bay.
It's always a beautiful day in Te Tahi Bay.
That's right.
With us too is Chris Teo, who is founder of Uso Bike Ride, which is a community group supporting Pasifika and Māori families to ride bikes. Chris learnt to ride at the tender age of 43. Now he can't get enough of it. He's also supported three Porirua schools by donating bikes and a helping hand. So tāna whā lava and kia ora kōrua. Welcome both of you. Chris, great to have you in studio.
Thank you. Did you
bike here?
No, but I have been for a bike ride this morning.
Yeah. Have you? So tell me how this happened for you and how you got hooked.
In terms of cycling?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was living in New Caledonia at the time and they thought it would be a great idea if I did the cycling league, which I had never sort of cycled, but it was a 15-kilometre flat league. And basically it nearly killed me and, I decided I needed to do something because I was quite a heavy smoker as well, and I was over 130 kilograms. And I thought to myself, if that's me now, what will I be like in a few years' time? So I really needed to do something just to improve my health and well-being. Yeah, so I took up cycling.
Look fit as the proverbial now. So how much cycling's gone on in the last while?
A lot. Yeah. I mean, our group has grown. Also started because I lost my father to cancer, and that just started with a cancer awareness ride. Now we're a cycling-affiliated club to Cycling New Zealand, so we have over 300 members and all over New Zealand, so it's been incredible, yeah.
So how, just pop those headphones on so you can hear Kerry, how did you then hook up with the schools initiative?
I was visiting my old primary school in Holy Family in Cannons Creek, and I just had a conversation with the principal at the time, Chris Theobald, and he just said, what can you do to help? And, you know, we just got together with the Uso Bike Ride whānau and just said, you know, how can we help our community? And I guess, it was just a great opportunity because, you know, for us, You know, we're middle-aged men, but now actually we're whānau cycling. But for us, it's been transformational. So we knew it would be transformational for those kids. Yeah.
And is that what you've seen?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Yeah.
Kerry, come in and tell me about the schools getting involved. Were many kids biking or even had a bike?
No, they weren't. And this was really interesting. Back in, so I'm a grandmother of five as well, and when my children grew up, everybody got like a bike for Christmas or their birthday. You know, that's sort of standard things people got. And in 2013, we started, I think it might be 2011, we started a school triathlon, bike, run, swim at the beach. And we realised that 80% of our school didn't have a bike. They had scooters, skateboards. And so we had this really neat whānau group of parents that were bikers themselves, and we thought, what can we do? And we came across Paul McArdle from Bikes and Schools, a most amazing man. And I rang him and I said, do you fancy coming to our school and talking to us? And he did. He flew down. And then we realised that in order to get kids on bikes, we needed to teach them how to ride bikes. We needed to have a bike track at school. And we got this really neat group of parents around with us. We had no money. There was no government money for bike tracks then. And we begged, borrowed and stole. And anybody who had a skill that we could use, we encouraged them with their arm up their back to come and help us. And it grew. And Paul McArdle was probably the person that helped us the most get started, because he had been involved involved in schools in Hawke's Bay. And we were the first school in Wellington to have a bike track. So now I would say 95% of our children will come back to school with a bike. And those who don't, we will give them a bike.
So basically all of the kids have got bikes now?
Yep. Yeah, we have a group of parents who come in and help fix up our bikes. And we have staff at school. And we're part of Pedal Ready. And they, through Partners Pyrrha, there's a group who come in here and help fix our bikes. And yes, if we've got any bikes here, we just do them up and give them to children. Lots of our whānau give us a bike that their child can't ride anymore because they're too big. So they see that you know, if you give something away, it'll be used by someone else and be a treasure. And so just about all our kids know how to ride a bike. The new entrants who come, they won't, but we'll teach them.
Do most ride to school, Kerry?
Oh, look, it's like a gang. There's 460-odd children at the school, and I've actually been phoned up by some of our lovely elderly people and said, Kerry, are you worried? Because it's like a gang. There's heaps of children ride bikes, and in the summer we struggle to have places where our bikes stay because we've got to be careful nobody takes our bikes from our school playground. That has happened. And after school at 3 o'clock, I'm more or less out there as a traffic officer with my hand showing kids where to go. Yes, lots of kids ride to school all year.
You see, how has that become so when we hear, you know, even kids who have bikes, parents worry about them cycling to school, there's worry about road safety. How have you got through that barrier?
It's easy. Pedal Ready work in our school every year. It's an amazing group of people. Chris is aligned to Pedal Ready, and it's incredible. They come in and they teach our children how to ride on the road, our year fives and sixes, what to do at intersections, what to do if something goes wrong. It's absolutely amazing. So we do that in February, and our kids are out on the street, and our community, it's amazing over the last, I don't know, 6-7 years, they know the kids are out there. They know to be aware, and they are so nice to all of our tamariki who are learning to ride. And you know, if you know how to ride a bike at 5, by the time you're 7, you're pretty good.
They are actually. They're better than half the adults. With skateboards, eh? I'm amazed at the skill. What's the difference? You said all the kids had scooters and skateboards, which is great. Yeah. What's different about the bikes, though? What's it added?
To our school, it's added well-being. So I can tell you that some of our children who are OARS-funded children that have high needs, they've been able to be parked on a bike. We had a visually impaired boy. He was able to go on the tandem bike we had. It's actually just riding in the wind, riding out there in the air is so good. You know yourself, I've just spent the weekend in Martinborough riding a bike, and I feel so good. It changes how you feel. So the kids come to school and they feel good. They're out on our bike track in the morning riding. And so whatever's gone wrong at home, no matter who's told you off, once you get on that bike, you leave some of that stuff behind. It's invigorating.
Are there one or two children who are happy for you to talk about their particular experiences,
yes.
Kerry?
Yeah. In the Riding Easy, the Pyrrha Bikes and School story, we had a boy at our school called Chad, and he really struggled because of some issues with his legs to ride. And our teacher aides and Pedal Ready, they were out there every day. Do you know, it is beautiful to see a boy, I think he was 10 when we finally got him to be able to ride on his own, the tears on the staff, the tears on our tamariki at our school that he had learnt to ride. Do you know what? He's left our school. He's at intermediate now. They don't have a bike track. He comes to our bike track every day. Some days I sit there as I see him arrive in our car park and I want to cry. And I think, what a difference that's made to his life. We had a young boy come to our school. He was 9 years old, and he was a big, big boy, and he could not ride a bike. And he could not get his leg over to get on the bike. And we had a beautiful board member, Terry Crawford, And he built him a bike that would take his weight and he'd be able to get his leg over. Now, that boy lost 22 kilos by the time he left our school. But better than that, he was riding all around Te Tahi Bay. How wonderful.
Are the local colleges getting interested as well?
I'm not sure, but I'd love it if they did. There is lots of cycling tracks around Porirua. Once our children leave school, they still ride. We see our ex-students riding all over the place. So it doesn't go away. Once you've got that bug and that love, you continue.
Kerry, would you say, and you've given us some examples, would you say overall the physical health, the emotional health of these children collectively has been moved by this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We run the bike program is just like reading and writing in the school. It, you know, time is dedicated to teaching children to ride, get out. We have a bike pump track as well. That's like really good fun. And so if you see it like that, and you go out each day and ride with children. So in term one, they have, you know, we've got 50 bikes in schools. So if they don't come with their bike, they can use one of ours. And they get out there. It makes a difference to their learning. They get rid of stuff that's in their head. They feel good. If you can ride a bike, you can learn to write a sentence. If you can ride a bike, you can learn to read. It's all those struggles that you have learning to do something. It makes the hugest difference. And if you're angry about something in life, get out on a bike. Am I right, Chris?
He's not disagreeing. Kerry, thank you. Chris, the enthusiasm there and the change that's happened at that school, one can hear. But tell me a little bit more about Uso Bike Ride and who else you're working with. All these schools, yeah. And is it, you know, what's the vision?
Well, I think the great thing, as you can tell by Kerry, was just... Te Tahi Bay sort of had a great template to follow in terms of the lessons they learned and, you know, the journey that they've been on and they're continuing on. When we got involved, we knew it wasn't just a fact of building the track, giving them the bikes and, you know, and just saying go for it. We knew we had to support them and continue to support them in the way any way we could. And so my partner and I are pedal ready instructors and I think... there's a template through Bikes in Schools that shows that, you know, if your community is more engaged, if you're actually teaching them how to ride bikes safely, you know, then your program is set to probably succeed, because there have been Bikes in Schools programs that have fallen over for whatever reason. And I think the thing also is that in Porirua East, the infrastructure is really not there in terms of safe cycling. But pedal ready is a great way to actually show kids how they can
navigate,
ride safely.
Is there an initiative on that? We're seeing all sorts of cycleways going up, sometimes controversially, but after that, you know, in Wellington City, after that we're seeing vast expenses for cycles, for scooters. Yeah. Is it on the agenda?
Not that I'm aware. There might be other that the Porirua City Council are looking at. However, there is Bothamley Park that actually runs, and it is quite a connector to the west, the north, and the east. And that can be a great way of actually utilising that space, because I think it's underutilised. But I think we're talking with other partners to actually bring them in terms of like building a cycling hub and actually making cycling more of a culture in Porirua.
Brilliant. Top work. Thank you both, Chris Teal, and thanks also to Kerry Delaney.